Let me read off some of these names and see if you remember hearing any of these. Dragonfly, or a snake doctor, or a snake feeder, or a mosquito hawk, or a darn...
Mosquito, that, I've heard of that.
Mosquito hawk?
Yeah.
Yes, is that what you, and is that something about this long and with...
And there's another bull that was here in town, and the great long bull's about that big, and to gnaw up your stuff around the house. All your flowers and things.
Yeah.
And we used to call them grasshoppers, but these is too big for grasshoppers.
Oh, what color are they?
The same thing, same color of a grasshopper, but it's a different thing, but I don't never have learned the name of it.
More like green or like black?
Is it? Kind of a black.
Uh-huh.
I kill them out here, get them in the poles, but they're about that long, and they're about that big round, great big things. It's no small thing.
Kind of some kind of a grasshopper.
Looks like a grasshopper.
Okay. What kind of stinging insects do you know? Maybe one that builds a big nest like paper out in the woods.
That's wall stinging.
Okay. How's that?
Wall.
Any other
kind? You know, they get in the trees, I mean, things around the house, that's walls, what we always called them, because I used to burn them out in the country, even in a gear house. Kill one out there on that porch, yes.
Okay. What about one that would build a big nest like this, maybe out in the woods, shaped like a football?
I don't know. They go in pecan trees, and I never have. They'll hatch out. They have that there, and they'll hatch out a bunch of young ones.
Uh-huh.
And I've got them down out of the trees a many time and burned them up.
They're supposed to have a real bad sting, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Hornet, did you ever hear that called hornet?
It might be a hornet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I know I got some out of these trees out here last fall, took a long seat and got them down and burned them up.
Okay.
Done it when I was in the country.
Okay. What about any other kind of, something like a wasp, only it doesn't sting, but it builds a nest like a wasp does?
You have to call some names.
What about a dirt dauber?
Dirt dauber, yeah.
Yeah.
A dirt dauber.
Yeah, they around here?
Yeah, they're around here.
Okay.
There's everything around here but money.
Okay.
<That's> everything. I can't name everything because there's so many new ones.
Sure. Well, what about some kind of an insect that builds a nest in the ground? There may be a little hole and they may come out and they might sting you.
You know, we doodle-doodles. We used to take something to go around and around, doodle, doodle, doodle. When we was kids, I don't hear them now, but that's what we used to do it.
Right. Well, that one didn't sting, did it? Did it sting?
It didn't sting.
Okay.
Just a bug.
Do you have yellow jackets around?
Yeah, we have yellow jackets. Plenty of them.
Okay. Did you ever hear a mosquito called anything besides mosquito?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And
this your bed here too in town this way.
Usually they're worse around water, they say.
They do. But see, so many people here don't care around here. That fellow over there, he don't care how much water gets plumb green over there.
Uh-huh.
And then had a whole lot of reeds back here, and they just live back there. But I cut all them old leaves, about an acre of them. I cut all them things down, and we don't have them so bad now. You can't sit out on the porches here every evening, late every evening.
You don't take care of your own lawn, do you? Do you have somebody come in and...
I cut my grass myself.
Well, it sure does look pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I cut it just it hadn't filled out good yet. Out here and around there, it's pretty, but it's green around there. But here, some water washes it off so much. Mm-hmm. I'm watering it though now.
Okay.
I'm sore stiff from my work I done yesterday, too. I took my blood pressure tablet though this morning.
Yeah. Back talking about the grasshoppers, have you ever heard people call them hopper grass? No. Okay.
Maybe a new name now, but there's always grasshoppers with us.
Okay. And what about a very, very small insect that sometimes burrows down in your skin and makes a little place? They raise a whelp. If you walk in the woods, maybe you may get them on your legs or they get under your clothes. Very tiny. Sometimes they're red, but they're so small you just about can't see them.
Well, I don't know what they are. Red bugs.
Is that
red bugs?
You have them around
here? Red bugs, uh-huh. They'll stick to you.
Right.